Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've written a new book. It's called Hippie Food, and I'm just getting a major kick out of it. Everything that I grew up with, I love clean eating. I'm getting away from the processed foods. This whole movement toward eating healthier, I mean, we're going back many, many decades. The hippies had it going on first, didn't they?
They really did. It was kind of surprising to me when I began looking at this, like all of the things that they were, you know, coming up with and discovering and where they were getting some of their kookier ideas from, like, you know, sprouting or carob. But also, you know, how much work they put toward they were interested in stripping the diet back to, you know, to whole foods they were anti-processed food. But then they created this whole infrastructure for growing and selling all of this food that is still around.
Yeah. Where did we go wrong on the way? Why weren't we still doing that?
You know, I think post-World War II that they were more interested in, you know, making food cheap than making food at home, and there was a lot of focus on convenience, and so supermarkets started up, and farmers started growing, you know, using fertilizers and herbicides, and, you know, they produced much more food, but it was also, you know, more exposed to chemicals.
Well, you talk about, you know, going back to the beginnings when people were actually eating the things that were healthy, the kale, the sprouting, going into a vegan restaurant and actually getting a great meal. And we can still do that today, but it's taken so long to get back to that point. And quite honestly, when you go into a lot of these restaurants, it can be quite expensive. Why have we set ourselves up almost for failure when it's too expensive to eat well? Or is that wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think that, you know, what I hear from the sustainable food movement is that, you know, what they're trying to do beyond, in addition to growing food without chemicals, which is more expensive to grow, and, you know, selling it in smaller retail stores or food co-ops, which, you know, don't get the economies of scale, and is that they want to pay people correctly. And so I think there's this sort of adding up of all of the extra costs, which is unfortunate, but because the natural food movement of the 1970s was so volunteer-driven that the food was really cheap, but then it actually couldn't stick around because they didn't have, you know, when volunteers gave up, then they kind of lost their competitive edge.
Yeah, it's tough to keep good volunteers. Now, we see a lot of community gardens down here in Florida right now, a lot more where you can actually get in there, do your own gardening, or you can actually purchase from them. Are you seeing more of a back-to-earth movement, more of that hippie culture kicking back in?
I think it never really went away. I think it just sort of got out of the media. But there is a new surge of young farmers who are moving to, who are moving from cities and trying to start up farms, and a lot of those farms are organic farms. So I definitely think that movement's afoot.
Oh, I agree. Well, the full title of the book is Hippie Food, How the Back-to-Landers, Long-Hairs, and Revolutionaries Changed the Way They Eat. Are we still doing that today?
I definitely think we are. I mean, I can go out and have a granola yogurt parfait at Starbucks, and I can buy some organic kale at Safeway, and I can even have, you know, a salad with sprouted grains and, you know, whole grains and sprouted beans. So I think that food is actually kind of come back in fashion.
Oh, I agree with you.
Only I think it's tastier.
Well, depends where you go around here, but it is all a matter of taste. Tell me about some of the stories. And the book is wonderful. It's a lot of fun to read. And it's a great gift for the foodie in your life. Some of the people that helped you create the book, the stories that came in. You started as a line cook, right? You know this all from the beginning.
Yeah, and my focus was not natural food at all when I cook. It was really, you know, sort of higher-end French food. It wasn't until later that I got interested. Food I'd grown up with. What was so much fun about researching this book is that I was talking to a lot of folks in their 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. and in, you know, they live some pretty creative lives. And so I got to visit some of these old communes that are still going on. And it was such a delight to hear their stories.
Yeah, you mentioned the Source family. Tell us about them.
So the Source family had the most successful vegetarian restaurant in Los Angeles in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. It was run by a cult. They called themselves the Source family, and the head of the cult was named Father Yod. And he had, at one point, he had 13 wives, and they all lived in a big mansion, and they drove around in white cars, and they had a rock band, and they produced all these psychedelic albums. But their food was... it just sort of hit the right, you know, sort of blend of healthy and hip. And so the restaurant attracted all of these movie stars and producers, and Woody Allen even filmed a scene there for Annie Hall.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty cool. So it has the hippie food movement with going back to people like the Source family and the Diggers and the Summer of Love and all those wonderful things that we baby boomers remember so fondly. Is that going to bring us back to hippie food even more?
Well, I hope at this point that it is better. I mean, I hope that people, you know, there's so many more foods that are available now than were available then, and I think that, you know, it's so much easier to find whole grains even in the mainstream grocery store.
Oh yeah.
So I do hope that if people are curious about this food, that it's really easy to get.
You also are a restaurant critic. When you go into a restaurant that talks about being farm to table, vegan, vegetarian, how often do you find that it's more of a fable than fact?
There was that great expose in the Tampa Bay, is it Star Tribune?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Times. Laura Riley, she should have gotten the Pulitzer. She was robbed, but yes,
oh,
fantastic
really
expose. It was fantastic.
I think in the Bay Area, you know, it's farm to table dining has kind of started here, and so. It's a lot easier for farmers for chefs to get food, and I know a number of chefs who actually have their own gardens. But I do think that there's a lot of, oh, we'll serve organic food when possible, and then, you know, that's maybe 20% of the food they're serving.
Yeah.
The rest comes from Sysco.
Yeah, and that is unfortunate. There were a lot of excuses. And Laura Riley's article, it opened a lot of eyes. It embarrassed a lot of people, and I think it just made everybody question what people were telling us when we went into a restaurant. That's not necessarily a bad thing. And your book, Hippie Food, I think is going to hit a lot of the right notes with people who grew up in the 70s and even the ones that didn't and are trying to get back to that. They'll look at this very fondly and say, see, I told you so. They were right. Jonathan, you're fun.
And they like to tell me that, too. Thanks.
I'll bet they do. I wish I had more time to talk to you, but I know our time is almost up. What would you like people to take away from hippie food? What should they walk away with it from?
I hope they come out of it with a sense of hope, because in 1970, when they had this, you know, the counterculture had this idea that they wanted to change the way they eat, they had no resources. There was mm-hmm. no information. They had no idea how to cook it. And now, if people are interested in eating more healthfully and eating whole grains, it's everywhere.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.